For Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana is turning to a local university to help with COVID-19 testing as monitoring for the virus hits a backlog around the country as cases of the virus surge. According to the governor's office, Montana State University will start processing COVID-19 tests for the state next week and will be able to test up to 500 asymptomatic individuals a day. MSU President Waded Cruzado.
As the state's land-grant university, this kind of service and outreach to the people of Montana is exactly what we are called to do.
The state health department will pick which populations in Montana will be selected for this surveillance testing. Surveillance and community testing events were put on pause last week after Quest Diagnostics, the company the state contracted to analyze tests, announced it wouldn't be able to process tests from Montana for several weeks. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says the state has finalized a contract with another lab, Mako Medical in North Carolina, to run an additional 1,000 tests a day. Bullock says the state will pay both Mako and MSU $100 per test run. Montana reported 104 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 today. Although the state has fewer cases than many other states, the rate of the virus's recent spread in Montana is one of the highest in the country. A 20-man crew on the ground with air support is attacking a 345-acre wildfire on the Flathead Indian Reservation near Purma. The fire is 60% contained. The incident is still under investigation, but is believed to have been started by rock quarry equipment. No structures are threatened. Weather in the area is expected to be hot and windy with gusts up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. In southeast Montana, the Bureau of Land Management today implemented Stage 1 fire restrictions for its lands in Powder River County that take effect this Friday. Campfires are not permitted outside established sites, and smoking is limited to vehicles inside buildings or on paved surfaces. The U.S. House passed a bill today that earmarks billions of dollars for deferred maintenance on public lands and permanently funds the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
Montana's lone representative, Republican Greg Gianforte, voted in support of the Great American Outdoors Act, which he says will increase access to public lands. He praised the bill on the House floor before the vote.
Unfortunately, too many of our parks have fallen into disrepair. This bill begins to rebuild and repair our parks.
The bill passed the House in a vote of 310 to 107. The bill outlines up to $9.5 billion for federal land maintenance over its five-year life and fully funds the Land and Water Conservation Fund at $900 million annually. LWCF uses offshore oil and gas lease royalties to pay for things like the protection of wildlife areas, the conservation of endangered species, and the construction of city parks. The Great American Outdoors Act in June passed out of the U.S. Senate, where it received support from Democrat John Tester and Republican Steve Daines. Daines says he expects the bill to be signed by President Donald Trump. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The warden of the Montana State Prison submitted a letter of resignation last week. The Department of Corrections confirmed the resignation after a query by the Missoulian. Corrections spokesperson Carolyn Bright said Lynn Geyer submitted his resignation on July 16th after nearly 2 years on the job. Bright did not say when his last day was or why he resigned. The unannounced resignation came about 2 weeks after the Missoulian learned the department had stopped issuing public notices of inmate deaths. Glacier National Park officials have decided against putting in place a reservation system for going to the Sun Road. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
Earlier this month, Glacier Superintendent Jeff Mao held a series of meetings to discuss the idea of a reservation system for the park's main attraction, going to the Sun Road. Park spokesperson Jenna Kurzman says there was some support for the idea from local businesses and groups, but
there were some serious concerns about implementing a system this late in the season and what that would mean to our visitors.
Sections of the iconic road have been regularly closed down this year due to high traffic volumes, an issue that became more complicated when the bordering Blackfeet Nation closed down roads leading to the eastern entrances of the park. Kurzman says the park will continue to manage congestion by restricting traffic at key turnaround points along the road. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
veterans suffering from three health conditions related to exposure from Agent Orange are closer to receiving expanded benefits from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The U.S. Senate today advanced an amendment on the National Defense Authorization Act that would add bladder cancer, hypothyroidism, and Parkinsonism to the VA's list of conditions considered linked to Agent Orange exposure during the Vietnam War. Bill Garber is a Vietnam veteran from Great Falls with Parkinsonism.
The men that have survived this long should get some help, the help that they deserve.
According to Democratic Senator John Tester's office, about 30% of Montanans' veterans served in Vietnam and may have been affected by exposure to Agent Orange. Veterans make up a larger portion of Montana's population than the national average. About 1 in 10 adults in the state are veterans. Tester, who proposed the Senate amendment to extend the VA benefits for Agent Orange exposure, says he's optimistic the amendment will survive bill negotiations with the U.S. House. In other news from the U.S. Senate, Tester also introduced a bill today to permanently prevent industrial development in the Badger 2 Medicine area of the Lewis and Clark National Forest, which borders Glacier National Park and the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex. The bill would designate the roughly 130,000-acre Badger 2 Medicine, which is the sacred homeland of the Blackfeet tribe, as a cultural heritage site. The measure would require the U.S. Forest Service to consult with the Blackfeet tribe on management of the land. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.